Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. I'm at Amelia Island at the Ritz-Carlton, and I'm at the Fuse Alliance annual meeting with Ron Lee, Executive Director, and Jeff Gordon, Senior Vice President of Business Development. Guys, how you doing?
Doing great, thank you. Good morning, Kemp.
Doing great.
First, Ron, let's catch up with you. Nice place to have a meeting down here. Last time we were talking about the weather, and again we were talking about it, but it hadn't been quite as much a factor for the members to get together, has it?
No, it hasn't, although I tell you, it has affected our business for the first quarter here with the South, where a lot of our business comes out of and ships out of, and our members are so glad to be down here out of the weather and talking about business in Florida at this particular point. But yeah, we're very, very pleased to be here in this lovely facility on the beach.
Well, this is the second day of the meeting, and I got to spend a little bit of time with both your vendor partners and your members. Again, it looks like another record meeting from an attendance standpoint, right?
2 years in a row, okay. A lot of new faces here this year. I think there's probably 10 new companies, and there's actually a couple that have come on board. So recently, they weren't able to come. We did make some changes in the network. We did ask a few companies that weren't as active as we would have liked them to not be part of the group again. And I think that's also had everybody feel better about what their peers are and who their peers are in this group. So it's an exciting time.
You know, culling the membership, I talked to several people about this last night, earns respect not only amongst the other members, but also amongst the vendor partners. So kudos to you. I think that was a wise decision.
Yeah, we do too. And again, the counsel we get from the board, it gives us the energy to do something like that. And I think the economy's gotten to a point where we can afford to do that.
So just rough numbers, when you talk about your coverage in the U.S., can you quantify it?
Yeah, again, even though we took some people out, we've gained. So we're 70 companies, 129 locations.
And how was 2013 overall for the membership?
For the membership, I asked the question yesterday, how many people had a good year, how many people had their best year, and it was surprising the number of hands that went up as a good year, and most of those hands stayed up as their best year ever.
That's great news. As I looked around the room last night, I noticed there were a few new vendor partners. Maslin was one, so you've done a good job of adding partners, haven't you?
We have. Maslin has come on board with us, and we're very pleased to have them. Bentley is back with us again. We've had a long, long relationship with the Bentley organization, and we're very happy to see them come back. Carndean, they were at the show last night, and they've been very important to us. And so, we've had some great success there also, some really, really good partners on the supplier side.
Jeff, let's go to you. You've been in this role now for about a year as Senior Vice President of Business Development, and your role, as we talked about in the last time I interviewed you, is to go out and build relationships with these big national accounts that do things across the country that helps multiple members, right?
That's absolutely right, and we just look at one of the strengths of our organization is the size, and we have coverage pretty much across the U.S., and we see the business changing in terms of the customer base around the country. These large multi-location companies, you know, want to have a single source to purchase and install materials. And in a lot of cases, we see the manufacturers, our partners, playing that role. So we want to support that. You know, the line that we use a lot in our organization is the train has left the station, meaning that in today's world, it's much more transparent. Everything's on the internet. Communication is basically free and easy. There's a real need for companies to want to deal with one source. I mean, we see that in a lot of other industries, not just ours. So the thought process being, is an organization we can either say, no, we don't want to participate, and we're going to continue to do business the old way, which is we're going to provide material and labor, which is still very prevalent in new construction, you know, through general contractors. Or, you know, the way we look at it now, this other part of the business, which is a significant number that our manufacturing partners participate in, we want to be of assistance with them from a service and labor component to make them better and make us better. And we truly are service providers. So if we can play a key role in that kind of work, that's one of the best things we can do. And we see that as something moving forward, an initiative that's very important. Plus, it brings revenue to the network, it brings business to our members, and we feel it improves the relationships with our manufacturers.
As you set up these national account businesses, do you sometimes set it up where it's product and installation, or is it just mostly installation?
The majority of it is installation only. We certainly do have some that are material and labor, or as an example, maybe the company's buying carpet on a direct basis, but there's other ancillary products. that could include VCT, sheet vinyl, whatever we may be providing. So it depends on the customer.
You know, this is a topic of discussion amongst commercial contractors as to whether or not they want the business if all they can do is install the business. So what's your all's position on that?
Well, in our organization, we don't have 100% agreement on this. And I would say we probably have 80% that agree with what we're doing. But again, it's a choice of our member companies whether they want to participate. If I have an opportunity in their market, I'm going to come to them first, ask if they're interested on a labor-only opportunity. And, you know, we would certainly never want anybody to do it if they don't feel they can make money or don't feel right about it. But somebody's going to do that work one way or the other, and we'd like to play in that arena.
So you've been doing this a year. Obviously, you don't want to tell me specific accounts. That would be proprietary information. But if you look at the commercial sectors, where are you getting some wins out there as far as building these national accounts?
I would describe it as two areas. Senior living, you know, which is multi-location, very hot industry because of the baby boomers, number one. And then number two would be retail. There's a lot of pent-up demand for retail, and retail meaning when large retail stores, multi-location, are renovating, changing their brand or something like that, and they're going to renovate 20 to 100 to 200 stores. That's gotten very active for us. And our business has really taken off. At this point, we're ahead of our projections, so we're very excited about it.
The way you handle this, too, I think is very interesting because you actually set this up where you coordinate. I mean, this is a fuse alliance relationship, and you build these people, and then you delegate it to the membership.
Well, Kemp, the way we fleshed it out is some organizations have tried it where they're dealing with a national customer saying, you deal with XYZ company in Chicago and this firm in Miami and this firm in New York. But the reality of that is there's no continuity. So we're not really promoting a united front to a customer. So where we change the story is, you know, we're Fuse Commercial Flooring. We're a single entity. Basically, the customer's dealing with one source. And from there, we subcontract out to our members, but the work comes through Fuse, meaning all the paperwork, the purchase orders, everything looks the same. The estimates look the same. The billing looks the same. And we feel we're way more successful like that.
Yeah. You know, this is only the second time I've interviewed you on Floor Daily, and I want to bring up a little background because you're actually ideally suited for this position because you've sat in a management position on both sides of the business. You started with Armstrong, then you were with the Tuftex Commercial Division, I believe it's called Design Weave, and then with SCS. So you've kind of lived on both sides, right?
I really have. I've had a great career. I've made a lot of friends, and it's interesting being on both sides of the business. You know, from a manufacturing perspective, what I found is when I moved to the dealer side, I had no idea how difficult it was, how much risk there was, how much work there was. I really am very blessed now looking back on that I've been able to do both and see from both sides. And I understand how the manufacturer looks at the flooring contractor and how the flooring contractor looks at the manufacturer. And there's no reason why we can't work together. And we work very hard at this organization to promote that.
Well, I'm sitting here with you both. I guess one question to ask is, you are coming in to help build up the Fuse Alliance, and ultimately you'll be taking the reins of the whole organization, won't you?
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And what is your all schedule for that transition?
I'll let Ron answer that.
You know, Kemp, I love what I do, but I'm not going to do this forever. And I will tell you, Jeff has charge of building a very, very important part of our business strategy going forward. As that gets up and gets successful, we obviously have to look at how we can move the organization in the direction that it's going and continue the momentum. So the plan is over the next couple of years. I've already taken a step back now. You'll see Jeff has been very active at this meeting. In fact, Jeff planned this whole meeting. So it felt good to be able to give him and capitalize on his talents and knowledge to put something like this together. I'll be moving into a strategic role, financial management, which I do with the organization, and over the next short period of time, and I mean a couple years, you know, we'll make this transition. I can't give you a definite date because we've got our head down and doing good work creating the business that we have, but we work together. I mean, that's really the strategy, is that we work at the board level in creating business for both our manufacturers and our members, and as long as we're successful doing that, we'll work together to a point. But yes, Jeff will come on board, and we're very pleased to have him.
Well, Ron, you've been steering commercial contractors for, what, 20 years or so? How long has it been?
I don't even. God, that's a long time. Yeah. Long time, yeah. It's been a pleasure to do that. It's been a very, very good industry for me. Made some wonderful friends. I believe we have a connection with the group that is unique. The new people coming on board, I just love to see working with third generations and some of these contractors, working with their grandfathers. It's been a pleasure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, last question I'd like to ask is outlook for 14. You think this is going to be a good year, potentially even stronger than 13?
Yeah, again, we ended up in double-digit growth in 2013. As I shared, some of our members had their best year in 13. 14, we are budgeted to be, you know, high single digits. We hope to exceed that. All the pent-up demand, as Jeff mentioned, in some of the segments that are out there, our backlogs are good. If everything goes the way it is today, I think it'll be a good year.
Yeah. Okay, great. Well, good to spend time with you guys. Again, been talking to Ron Lee, Executive Director, and Jeff Gordon, Senior Vice President of Business Development with Fuse Alliance, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.